1077 RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frakehouse. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Hopefully your morning's off to an awesome start. Appreciate you guys hanging out with me this morning. Yesterday was a lot of fun. Shout out to everybody who came out to Gazelle Sports in the Kalamazoo Mall yesterday. We had a great time hanging out with MRC Industries. It was great seeing all of our friends over there. And a lot of runners showed up, too, to kind of get warmed up for the Kalamazoo Classic 5K. And I was talking about how we're going to be launching a rocker team to run with us in this 5K. I've never done a 5K before. And another thing that I've never done before is get proper shoes. Like, I've always gone to, like, you know, I love my, you know, the Converse and Adidas and stuff like that, but I've never gone to an actual running store or an athletic shop to get proper shoes for, like, walking or running. And let me tell you, as a first experience, it was completely life-changing. I don't know what's been going on. My left foot, like, on the heel has been super sore lately. And I think it's because I was wearing these boots that basically were just flat. There was no foot support whatsoever. And that's something I didn't really care about until I hit my 40s, because it's starting to affect me. And this place is wild. You know, Gazelle's been here for 40 years now. I've never had anyone properly fit me for shoes. I mean, they scan my foot. Like, they scan my feet and let me know, like, what kind of shoes I need. And then I'm going through and I'm trying all these shoes on. And I tried these one. I have to get these shoes. It was like I put them on and I got on the treadmill and I felt like I was running on a trampoline. It was so comfortable. And even though my foot was actually killing me, when I put these shoes on, it hurt way, way less. And it was like, you could feel like your entire foot was supported. And I was like, why have I gone so long wearing such basic shoes? Like, I get it. Like, you know, the $40 bad boys at Payless are great. But, like, actually investing in a good pair of shoes that's going to support, like, I was like, you know what? This is one of those things that we need to wear now that we're over 40. 1077 RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frakehouse. I'm very interested to try this place out. I love when local restaurants that are kind of like flying under the radar get some shout out, get some love. And one of the restaurants that's recently getting a shout out is this place called Turkey Roost. And I've lived in Michigan my entire life. And this is the first time that I've ever heard of this city name, Kakalin. Now, I thought Kakalin, I'm thinking this has got to be in the upper peninsula. No, this is like just northwest of Bay City in the lower peninsula. Kakalin. I've never heard of the city before. It's only because when I drive through to Traverse City from the east side of the state, it's like right off of I-75 heading up. So you just pass right through it. But Turkey Roost, this place is up here on the 1077 RKR app that you can check out. It looks really good. They've got like turkey pot pies. Turkey with mashed potatoes and gravy. Like, some of the photos of the guy here on the app looks super good. I want to know from you guys, what are some of the best restaurants that have just some like nice home style cooking that are kind of flying under the radar here in Southwest Michigan? 978-1077. I want to try to support more of these local diners and restaurants out here, because there's still so many places I have not been to. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frakehouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's Vinyl and 45 on the Rocker. Released on this day in 1994 was the third studio album from The Offspring, Smash. This was a huge hit for the band, and the rise of grunge music in the early 90s really helped pave the way for American punk rock music to reach a wider audience and kind of enter the mainstream, which is exactly what this album did. It had a bunch of singles like Come Out and Play, Self-Esteem, Gotta Get Away. Overall, it's just such a fantastic album. This is one of the albums, along with Green Day's Dookie, that really helped bring American punk rock into the mainstream, and it's an absolute staple record to have in your record collection, so pick it up and give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 1077 RKR. RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frakehouse. And we joke all the time that Michigan's weather is always changing. Literally this week, taking a look at the future forecast on the 107.7 RKR app. It's hilarious how many different weather patterns we're going to be seeing here. So taking a look here, we're getting up to it's going to be cloudy today, like around 57 degrees, depending on where you're at. Going to get rain showers. So it's going to warm up actually as we get into the weekend. It's actually going to get a lot warmer. So hopefully Sunday, we're going to get near 75 degrees, but it's really weird considering like the lows, like still getting down to like really cold temperatures. But I think we're kind of getting to a turning point. Like we're getting to the 40s, the low 40s on Friday night. So it's still like near freezing. And then we're getting up to nearly 75 degrees on Sunday. It's going to be mostly cloudy. But hopefully that'll clear up a little bit. We can get some sunshine because the weather patterns are just crazy over the next week. So we got up here on the 107.7 RKR app and take a look at how the weather is going to be looking as we get into the weekend and into next week too. But seeing 70 degree days knows that there's good things ahead of us and we can just forget about that S word. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. I'm surprised at how many recalls there are in food. Like I remember like growing up, I never really heard about so many recalls. And right now on the 107.7 RKR app, there's a bunch of stores. There's a bunch of different products that are being recalled. Going through the list here, and you're going to want to visit the 107.7 RKR app so you can get the actual brands and all the numbers just to watch out for these because some of this stuff has been recently sold. There's chicken nuggets that were at Michigan Walmart stores that may contain lead. That's not good. So again, open up the app. You can get the actual brand and all the info to make sure that you check this stuff. Walmart also, along with Costco stores, recalled some pans that were recalled for burn hazards. There's cheese that was recalled from Meijer, from Michigan stores as well for E. coli. The FDA has put the word out about Raw Farm. That's the product, the Raw Farm cheese. That's possible E. coli contamination. And then there's other recalls as well across the state. Michigan stores are pulling eye drops as well. So it's not just food products, obviously, because you got like cooking pans and eye drops. So all these recalls are up here on the 107.7 RKR app, so you know which products to chuck or take back to get your money.
107.7 RKR. From the deepest corners and the darkest edge of Michigan, this is Weird Ass Wednesday.
Sometimes Weird Ass Wednesday features a story that's a little creepy or a little spooky or mysterious. This one is just flat out depressing, and it's how the Detroit Tigers could have been possibly a championship team in the 90s and reshaped the entire way the franchise is seen since the 1984 championship. Now, this all has to do with the trade they made in 87. Now, in hindsight, you can take a look back and go, man, what a stupid move. At the time, I guess you could kind of understand why they did it. But when you look at what ended up happening, you realize that Tigers could have won some World Series in the 90s. What happened was in 87, there was a three-team rush to get into the American League East Division lead that was currently being held by the Toronto Blue Jays. And Tigers were kind of in a desperate move. They wanted to add some depth to their pitching roster. And so they acquired some veteran help from the 36-year-old Doyle Alexander. Great pitcher. But it was who they let go that was an absolutely crucial mistake. A Michigan kid who they drafted in 1985, John Smoltz, from the Atlanta Braves. Yeah, John Smoltz grew up in Warren, Michigan. So it was probably his dream when he got drafted by the Detroit Tigers. Well, he was 20 years old then. They sent him down to Atlanta, got Doyle Alexander. Even though Doyle did help them win the division title, he went 9-0 down the stretch of the season. He retired in 1989, so he was gone. Smoltz, on the other hand, became literally a pillar, one of the foundations of the Braves franchise for over 20 years. This guy went on to be an 8-time All-Star, helped the Braves win the World Series in 1995. He won the National League Cy Young Award in 96. National League Championship Series, the most valuable player in 92, inducted into the Hall of Fame 2015, and got his jersey retired by the Braves, number 29. He ended his career with 3.33 ERA, 3,084 strikeouts, 213 wins. It is very easy to say that if the Detroit Tigers had not traded John Smoltz, they very much could have been a championship team in the 90s, but we'll never know because they traded him for a guy who is going to be selling hot dogs in a couple of weeks. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. We are 2 days away from Friday, meaning we are 2 days away from cracking that first beer of the week. I'm with Presidential Brewing Company. We have a great time checking in with Jake every single Friday as he comes in around 9:35. Will you see what has happening at Presidential Brewing Company in Portage, and we give away a $20 gift certificate on top of it. Jake throws out a couple extra sweet deals on top of all the fun that we have here in the studio. You guys need to be a part of this. If you've never been here for First Beer of the Weekend before, it goes down every single Friday, 9:35. Make sure to come hang out with us. It's always a blast out here on 107.7 RKR. When we get into the weekend and crack that first beer of the week on 107.7 RKR, be a part of it. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Got a minute of rock here for you as we get into some news. Bob Dylan has announced that he is going to be extending his summer tour this year. Now, he decided to play 3 shows in Ohio, not coming to Michigan during this tour. However, the dates that he just announced and added to the summer tour, the final date that he added is in Chicago at Huntington Bank Pavilion in Northerly Island. So that's going to be a closer show than the Ohio shows if you wanted to catch Bob Dylan. Ozzy Osbourne's Los Angeles home is for sale, apparently selling that bad boy for $17 million. So that's going to come with a pretty hefty price tag if you want to live where Ozzy used to live. And finally, Twisted Sister has revealed its first batch of tour dates with Sebastian Bach fronting the band. Of course, Dee Snider had to step out for health reasons, but 4 dates have been announced so far. You can get all of them on 107.7 RKR app. That's your Rock Minute on the Rock.